Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'll have the invocation tonight. Let's pray. Father God, it's again we come to thee in prayer. We thank thee for thy many blessings. And we lift up our city employees and our police officers and our firemen in this special time. And we lift up the scientists who are trying to find and discover a vaccine that will help to eliminate this coronavirus episode that we're going through. Be with us and help us to do thy will. We thank thee for thy Son, in the Lamb of God. All these favors we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's say our Pledge of Allegiance then. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic
which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
and justice for all.
Okay.
Very good. Well, that was a mess.
Yeah. Call a meeting to order. And
a little improvement there.
Call the roll, please, Susan.
Mayor Abbott.
Here.
Commissioner Belcher.
Here.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Here.
Commissioner Martin.
Here.
Mr. White.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we need a determination is needed by the Board of Commissioners regarding the necessity of electronic meetings pursuant to the Governor's Executive Order Number 16, executed on March 20th, 2020, and recommendations from the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury, issued on March 20th, 2020, and other applicable laws in effect. The Governor's order allows government agencies to amend or rescind certain requirements under the Tennessee Open Meetings Act regarding electronic meetings in lieu of in-person attendance and participation. The Comptroller's Office recommends that boards make a determination regarding the necessity of electronic meetings for continued function of government agendas and to protect public health, safety, and welfare during the outbreak of COVID-19. Such determination is to be placed on record in the board's minutes. I have a motion that we make this determination and record this determination in the board's minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
I second the motion.
We had a motion. I didn't hear the motion.
Jim made it.
Okay, and then we have a motion and a second. Would you call a roll, please?
Yes. Can you repeat who made the second?
Okay. Jim White.
Thank you.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner Belcher.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Commissioner Martin.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
We have a proclamation on men's health that we need to read. Whereas, despite
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from March the 10th.
We have a motion. Second. Is there further discussion? If not, call a roll, please.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Commissioner Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Abstain.
Commissioner White.
Aye. Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Now we'll read this proclamation on men's health. Whereas despite advances in medical technology and research, men continue to live an average of 5 years less than women, with Native American and African American men having the lowest life expectancy. And whereas educating the public and health care providers about the importance of a healthy lifestyle and early detection of male health problems will result in reducing rates of mortality from disease. And whereas men who are educated about the value that preventative health can play in prolonging their lifespan and their role as productive family members will be more likely to participate in health screenings. And whereas fathers who maintain a healthy style are role models for their children that have happier, healthier children. And whereas the Men's Health Network worked with Congress to develop a national men's health awareness period as a special campaign to help educate men, boys, and their families about the importance of positive health attitudes and preventative health practices. And whereas the Men's Health Month website has been established at www.menshealthmonth.org and features resources, proclamations, and information about awareness events and activities, including Wear Blue for Men's Health Month, Wear Blue for Men's Health Month.com, and whereas Alcoa's Men's Health Month will focus on a broad range of men's health issues, including heart disease, mental health, diabetes, and prostate, testicular, and colon cancer. And whereas the citizens of this city are encouraged to increase awareness of the importance of a healthy lifestyle, regular exercise, and medical checkups. Now, therefore, I, Otis Clint Abbott Jr., Mayor of the City of Alcoa, do hereby proclaim the month of June as Men's Health Month in the City of Alcoa, encourage all our citizens to pursue preventative health practices and early detection efforts. We have no public hearing. Under business, we need to receive and file from the Alcoa Regional Planning Commission, PC Resolution 2020-18, abandoning a portion of public right-of-way known as Davies Street.
I make a motion we receive and file from the Alcoa Regional Planning Commission, please.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? If not, call a roll, please.
Commissioner Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Aye.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Can I ask the question now? I'll wait to number four about this item. Ask Mark.
Which one is...
I can wait to number four. That's when we're going to approve first reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. If you don't mind waiting, I think I'd be.
Yeah, it's no problem. I just need to clarify a question.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to item number two, the City Commission is requested to authorize the mayor and city staff to execute task order 9 with Gresham Smith for engineering services to design an overall drainage plan to provide capacity and a route to Pistol Creek from developed lots within Springbrook Farm.
Does anybody have any questions on what this does?
Let's get a motion. Let's get it on the floor.
Okay. I make a motion. We authorize the mayor and the city staff to execute this task force order number 9 with Gresham Smith.
We have a motion.
Second motion.
We have a second. Is there further discussion? Anybody want to discuss this? I thought somebody wanted to discuss it. If there's no further discussion, call the roll, please.
Commissioner Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Aye.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
The City Commission is requested to authorize the purchase of a replacement tractor with mower for use at the Alcoa Maryville Blount County Landfill for a total purchase price of $78,213.27 from Tyler Brothers Farm Equipment, utilizing the statewide pricing list from Sourcewell. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve this purchase of this this equipment for the landfill. And the reason that it's gone up, I think it went from an 8-foot cut to a 15-foot cut. So I move that we approve that.
Second, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Is there further discussion? If not, call a roll, please.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Commissioner aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
We have an ordinance, first reading.
An ordinance vacating, abandoning, and closing a portion of public right-of-way known as Davies Street, PC Resolution 2020-18, public hearing May 12, 2020.
Chair, entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We pass this on the first reading, please. First reading. I'll second that motion.
And a second. Is there further discussion?
Yes. Mark, explain to me about the right of way. It says quick deed claim. It said it currently held by Jeffrey and Sherry Robertson and the city of Alcoa. So do we own a portion of that street, or does Jeffrey and Sherry Robinson? It says do a quick claim deed.
they own the old city garage, the brewery property, and then across Davies Street on the corner of Davies and Bessemer and bordered by the railroad, they bought a small tract of land from Alcoa Business Corp. And so they own both sides of Davies Street at that point. And we're requesting you to close and quit claim the city's interest in the property known as Davies Street, that right of way that runs through there. And then a little bit further down the road, we will be requesting that you incorporate the remaining city lot that's alongside the railroad track that is not developable, into that entire grouping of properties that it can be re-subdivided as one big track and additional development can take place on that property.
Okay. Now, Davies Street has been closed for quite some time. Is that right?
That's already correct. It's been closed for a while.
It's not
been
used at all now for.
And I think I mentioned in our briefing a month or so ago that we had actually planned to close that street 10 or 15 years ago, I guess it was, and just never got around to doing it. But it's... the traffic pattern actually functions better when Davies Street is not an open street.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? If not, call a roll, please.
Commissioner Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Commissioner Buchanan.
Commissioner Martin.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Any commissioners have comments?
I do. I just want to say thank you to Mark and to the others down at the city for their quick action and making decisions that would benefit not only the employees, but the community as well, and coming up with a plan that seems to be working. So thank you, Mark. I know that you guys are still down there every day and you're in the heart of things. So we really just appreciate your commitment to the city of Alcoa and to the employees. So thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Mark, I'd like to ask one question. Is the state going to help the city Alcoa and county government financially in any way, to your knowledge?
To the state itself, not to my knowledge at this point. There is a federal pass-through grant as part of the recent COVID-19 legislation that funnels $261,000 to the city of Alcoa. We do have to apply for that. The applications won't be available until April 30th. And there are several eligible categories of projects. For example, computer hardware is one of those. Street paving, there's just a world of things that you can do with that money to help stimulate the local economy. That is based on population, our population. So that's another one of those things that's good to have an accurate census count, so do that commercial. But we anticipate getting that, I believe it's July, is that not right? Susan, I think it'll be available sometime in the next three months or so.
Well, it sounds great. And Mark, thank you. Appreciate what you're doing for the city.
Thank you.
Any other comments? If not, we'll move to the city manager's comments.
Okay. Just real quick, the 2021 budget, which is we were working on diligently starting probably the end of January. Maybe some departments worked on it before that even. And be honest with you, things were looking brighter for a budget this year than they have in several years. Of course, then all that changed when we got into March. And right now, we pulled off working on the budget, or did, for probably a month in trying to get ourselves acclimated to working in this new environment in all different departments. And just now getting back into looking at the budget again. But the problem is we don't know where we're going to be with sales tax, hotel motel tax, liquor taxes, all those that relate to a vibrant economy, which we were experiencing, and also relate to the travel business with the airport and so forth, and just tourism in general. So that has come to a standstill right now. Now, whether that kicks back up and starts all over again in a couple of months, that remains to be seen. But what I'm planning on doing with the budget, with your permission, is to basically adopt a budget that is very similar to the budget that we're operating under now. Basically, no new programs or capital unless it's essential capital, and keeping the same staffing and just basically suspending things until we really know what's going to happen with the economy. So we may come back in August or September and completely adopt a brand new budget for what's left of fiscal year 2021. But in the meantime, we won't have a budget entry because it's going to be, as you can see tonight, going to be very difficult to do something like that without people being in the room. And there's nothing really to talk about anyway, except we're just going to keep on keeping on. So again, with your permission, we'll put together a budget that basically continues what we're doing right now with some modifications to it based on current experience with expenditures and so forth. And then basically run with that until we have a better grip on whether the economy is going to bounce back, like flip it on a light switch, or whether it's going to take some time for it to do that. I do feel like it will come back. I do feel like there's more optimism in our development community at this point. This past 7 days or so, we've a lot of projects that were kind of put on hold, waiting to see what's happening. They're starting to kick back up again, and start moving on their planning. So I think the future is bright. It's just a question of when that's going to happen and how badly this depression that we've gone through, or bump in the road, I don't want to use the word depression, but how bad that's going to affect us. But it will for a couple months. So if that makes sense, that's what we'll do. If you have any questions about anything, and you'll certainly be getting materials with the budget to read and look at. But again, it's going to be a very simple budget, basically the same as what we're operating on now. Okay.
Thank you, Omar.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Well, adjournment's in order then, guys.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second to a motion.
And a second. Yeah, call a roll, please.
Commissioner Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Buchanan.
Aye.
Mr. Belcher.
Aye.
Mr. Belcher.
Aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
Mayor Abbott.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Everybody have a good day. Rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.